for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Mark is here from Blink 182.
Hello.
Hello. I know you're saying that to the people, but I took it as a hello to me, too.
That was to you.
Oh, okay. Good to see Mark. Travis may or may not...
Really?
Unacceptable.
So Travis is definitely coming. Well, I thought Tom was a maybe no.
No, no. Here's the deal. Tom's doing Jimmy's show.
Right.
Mark did Jimmy's show last night. Very good, by the way.
Thank you.
And Travis is doing it tomorrow night. Mark is here. Tom is doing Jimmy's show, so if he came, he wouldn't be here before 10:30.
Correct, but he's not coming.
And Travis is Travis, so he's not going to be here on time. But that's all right, because we've had Travis on the show a few times.
We had Travis and Tom. Yeah, a couple times. Never all three of them together.
Oh, we've never had
three? Not in the last 5 years.
Yeah, not for a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. Because the point is Travis has been through here doing a boxcar racer and a few other projects. I don't remember what they were. But the point is we've had an ass full of Travis. I got to be honest with you. But Mark, there's a big void in our ass that Mark hasn't filled yet.
I've come to fill the void in your ass.
Thank Christ. I was watching some MTV show that was sort of following you guys around. I guess it was a week or so ago I saw it, and you guys were going to, like, the Persian Gulf or something, and they took off from an aircraft carrier. Did you not, or did you?
We did.
You did?
We did.
True. Launched off the catapult.
Crazy.
I'm no statistician or mathematician, but I figure each time they launch a plane, 90 grand. You know what I mean? Just sort of bottom line, just to get the thing off the deck,
Maybe
150. I mean, and not including ammunition, fuel, and ordnance, just to launch it that way as opposed to doing it on the land.
Wow. Well, there's a pin they told us after we took off. There's a pin that works in the catapult that's like a machined pin that every time that it launches, that pin breaks off. And each one of those pins is $10,000 is what they said.
So, really?
So wow. Just for the pin was $10,000.
Well, what's the other expense? What's the other 80 grand?
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is this. You can't just say, well, it's the price of the steam and the catapult. I mean, just the aircraft carrier itself, the price of the aircraft carrier, the men that man it, the fuel that powers it. I mean, it's not like they launch Blink 182 and then scuttle the ship.
Right.
But I'm just saying... Each launch, when the ship is all done with, at the end of its career, it launched 10,000 times, you got to whack that 10,000 up into some little pieces of pie. One of them's got Blink-182's name on it, and we paid for it. That's the way I look at it.
You're proud of that, though, aren't you?
Well, I just think it's cool that you got launched.
It was really a crazy experience. It was like unlike anything that's ever happened to us before, that's for sure.
You've never been launched off a carrier
before?
Oh, man. I love the idea that it's a steam catapult, that somehow steam's still working for us 150 years after we decided it was obsolete, number one. And then just the idea that the rules in the military are kind of weird. Like, hey, don't go near there. No, you can't go there. Oh, you want to go up an F-18? Yeah, hop in. the guy will do barrel rolls to try to make you throw up. Really? It's a $70 million machine. Yeah, he's crazy. Hop in. What? How's that work?
Just don't go near the pin that launches those.
Yeah,
don't touch the pin.
So where did you guys go? You guys launched on a prop plane, right?
Yeah,
yeah, and it was a decent sized plane too. It was like the Doolittle raid over Tokyo. They didn't think they'd get those big planes off the deck, but they did.
Yeah, it was a. It's called a COD. It seats 20 people.
Right,
and it's strange because you go into the. They actually load in through the back of the plane. Like there's a ramp that goes down. You load into the back of the plane, and it seats 20 people. And we had our like all of us and the crew and everything. And you face backwards, and there's only these two tiny little, probably like 6-inch windows on either side of the plane. Just two tiny little windows, and they rev the engines up as high as they can possibly be going. And you're just sitting there with your arms crossed across your chest.
They tell you to do that.
Yeah, and you're facing. Backwards, waiting, and the plane's
horrible, vibrating,
and you can kind of look out the window, and all you see is the ocean, and you know at any second it's coming, and you hear this gigantic, like, crack, and then, unlike anything you've ever felt before, you're thrown forward against the harness that you're against, and it feels like all the blood in your face is about ready to come out, and then it just stops for a second, and it feels like time stops, and all of a sudden you're free-floating because the plane goes off the front of the ship.
Wow.
And starts to kind of drop a little bit as it catches its momentum.
That drop, that's the tough. That's where I bring a lung up. It's got to be. It can't be as bad as that Southwest seat that faces the wrong way, though, is it?
No,
it's not that dramatic, is it?
No, you're a fat guy with wearing shorts and a cutoff
sweats, scratching himself, wearing Zoris.
I've done that before, where you sit in the backwards facing seat on Southwest, going, "This is gonna be badass, dude. I'm facing the wrong way. This is cool."
Yeah,
you end up just going, "Why?
I know you're over it so fast, and you have to make." Now, you have to make contact with the people that are facing it all the time and just make eye contact with them the entire time, which you don't think about.
No.
When you're on a plane, you got a guy to your left, maybe a guy to your right, but at least you're staring at the tray table. This is weird because you're looking at the dude, and then you're jockeying for leg space because your feet are they're intertwined. They're locking. Okay.
So I'm going to do that intentionally from now on. I'm going to sit in that one seat.
So you launch off the carrier, and then where do you guys land?
We actually landed in the United Arab Emirates.
So how long was it? How far off the coast were you?
It was like 20 minutes, half hour.
Wow. And how did you get to the ship?
We went out to the ship on this helicopter. We flew from Bahrain.
That's another 70 grand.
Yeah.
70 grand.
And the helicopter is this gigantic helicopter that I guess it can hold 60 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those helicopters that you load in from the back also where the ramp comes down.
Just one
big propeller. Job. Yeah, but it's the big ones, like the one... King Kong and Moth Run, Godzilla SWAT. Right.
But it's crazy because when the ramp goes up, it doesn't close all the way. Ooh. That's just the design of the aircraft. There's this gigantic 10 by 12 foot opening in the back of the helicopter that's open the entire time.
Oh, really?
There's no closing that at all. And so we're thousands of feet above the Persian Gulf looking out. I mean, honestly, if you stumbled back there or whatever, you could potentially fall out. And the people, like the crew, you know, is walking around and they like have those little harnesses that they clip themselves onto and whatever. And as we're flying, there's oil dripping from the ceiling.
Really?
And,
why?
I don't know. I said, why is there oil dripping? Is that bad if the oil's dripping? They said, no, that's bad if the oil doesn't drip because that means that the engines are dry.
Wow. Well, maybe it was an older aircraft or something.
No, actually, it was pretty new and they said, it was really, they kept saying, you got to understand, this is the Cadillac of helicopters, it's completely safe. But it's just different for us because we're used to flying in, like, commercial airlines where it's kind of like, you know, nothing in the military is done for, like, aesthetic purposes.
And,
it's all for utility.
Yeah, you're used to having, you're bringing a pressurized, you know, cabin and everything.
Yeah.
So then you land on the aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to look around the aircraft carrier?
Yeah, it was really cool.
How long were you on it?
We were on the aircraft carrier, I think, for like 20 hours. We actually spent the night on the aircraft carrier.
I'm so jealous. That sounds once in a lifetime.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was really incredible. It was like we went over to the Middle East and we went to Bahrain to a Navy base there. We flew into Kuwait and went to a couple of Marine camps near the Iraqi border.
That's 55 grand.
I'm already
about 210, 220.
Oh, easy.
All right, keep going.
And then we went out to the aircraft carrier.
On what?
On the helicopter.
Like the same helicopter?
We took so many different kinds of vehicles.
So what are we at now?
320.
He said a whole bunch. You can't remember.
I factored some in. Right.
Humvees.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to go on a submarine also.
No! Now what are we at?
A million.
We're at even a million. You owe the U.S. government and the taxpayers. Essentially me. That's what I'm like. You got to go on a sub?
Yeah.
Did the sub submerge?
No, it was at a dock.
Was it a big nuclear sub?
It was a nuclear sub.
Oh, my God.
And I got to climb into one of the torpedo tubes.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing I'm talking about. It's all that day. You can't go here, and what are you going to do there? And, hey, let the drug addict band member just crawl all over the sub. What do we care? I mean, not you're into drugs full time, but I just mean, you know, that idea. You take a band, a guy like Travis, just you get anywhere near anything that has anything to do with the military, just seems frightening.
It's like Bugs Bunny with a hammer,
just testing the bombs with a mallet. Right. Wow, aircraft carrier, launch, submarine, helicopters, Humvees. Jesus Christ, that is awesome. And he slept on the aircraft carrier too.
Yep.
And where'd you sleep? They have, like, guest quarters or something?
Yeah, they have guest quarters. And I guess Tom actually got to sleep in the captain's cabin. The captain let him take over his cabin.
Oh.
And we got, like, no.
I thought I was going to say spoon. I didn't know.
And then they have officers' cabins where we got to stay. It was pretty cool.
bitching.
We got to go down to the armory. We got to check out all kinds. We got to go on the bridge.
Oh,
yeah, it was really cool.
Okay, let's talk about this off the air. This will never stop.
You want to know something that's awesome? Let me tell you something that's awesome.
Tell me something that's awesome.
Here's what's awesome.
What's awesome about
this aircraft carriage? First off, floating cities.
Nope.
They call them floating cities. Yeah. They're like a floating city.
Okay. Really? Are they like? What are they like?
Floating cities.
Oh my god.
Okay. The things are like I don't know, 700 feet long, something like that, maybe more. Okay. Now they're end up being like 17, 18 stories high from the keel up to the top of the bridge there. And if people sort of throw that around, but go stand under a 17-story building and look up. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. They weigh millions of tons. Millions of tons. And they cruise about the same speed as a good ski boat.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because if you're behind a ski boat, and the ski boat's going like 32, 33 knots, and you're hanging on, you think you're moving pretty damn good. Now imagine this thing that is filled with all these airplanes and 3,000 people and weighs millions of tons going the same speed. That seems unbelievable to me. Like, that you could water ski behind this boat. Don't tell me you water ski.
And steam powered.
And it's steam powered. Thank you. Well, nuclear steam powered. All right. That's all good. Let's get to the phone.
Acoustic Christmas.
Blink 182 at the K Rock Acoustic Christmas.
Sunday the 14th.
Second night.
There you go.
All right. Dawn?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Try it again, Dawn.
Dawn fell asleep with me talking.
No, I heard her faint in the distance.
Hello?
Dawn? There she
is. Chicks can only take so much military talk before they drift off.
So much, like 30 seconds.
That's what I mean, yeah. What's up, Dawn?
Hi, I'm calling because of my friend. Like, she keeps coming on to me, and we've been friends for, like, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know, like... She says she's not bi or whatever, but when I stay in at her house, she just, like, tries to, like, touch me or anything, and I just push her away and like, won't talk to me or whatever.
Wait, what exactly does she do?
She'll, like, I don't try to fill me up or whatever and, like, be like, oh, I'm just playing around. I'd be like, yeah, right.
And then as a result of that, she won't talk to you?
Uh-huh.
All right. So what? She's not your friend. Who cares? Break up. I mean, dump her as a friend.
Either that or Dawn sort of misreading what her intentions are.
Well, she's feeling you up.
I'm not bi. I'm not interested. I'm just goofing
around. What does she say she's doing when she says she's not bi and feeling you up?
She's just having fun. She's just playing around. Well, I can't understand her.
Tell her to knock it off. Yeah.
Yeah, if she's...
Well, then she goes through a depression stage. She ends up in the hospital.
Oh, well, okay. Then she really has no... Is she bipolar?
Yeah.
All right, well, when people are manic, they can have all kinds of crazy impulsive behaviors, and they can feel very, very intrusive, and they can be sometimes hypersexual and very physical, and they're manic. She's sick.
Yeah.
So maybe give her a break, make sure she's taking her medicines properly, and when she's hypomanic, don't be around her.
How do you know you don't like chicks?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Drew thought he didn't like chicks until he was like in his mid-30s, early 30s?
No, it was dudes until I met you.
Oh, you didn't think you liked dudes until you met me.
Yeah.
That's right. I know, but I always screw it up. But it's kind of this.
And it's special, too, and you always screw that one
up. It's kind of six of one, six and a half of the other in the ass. No. Oh, all right, but anyway, it's the same difference is what I'm saying. All right, but the point is you're not into chicks, right, Don?
Right.
All right. So,
and her friend's bipolar, so let's just make sure she's taking her meds.
And listen, everybody, Mark, you can help the kids with this. If you got friends that are screwing up and screwing with you and just repeatedly doing things that you tell them not to do and stuff, don't be scared to cut them loose.
Yeah.
Or at least give them a nice time out. You don't call them for a few weeks, you know? People don't do this. You know, people decide they're friends with someone when they're 13, then it's like, they're like, yeah, man, I crashed over this dude's house, and I woke up, and he was trying to stab me and rape me at the same time, so now I'm going over there this weekend for a slumber party, and it's kind of uncomfortable. It's like, don't go over there.
Right.
He may not be your friend.
Simple.
And look, there's little rules you have, you know, for friends. You got to respect other people's space and do all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk to Ashley, who's 20. Ashley?
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, my boyfriend and me have been together for about 3 years, and sex has always been really basic. You know, me on top, him on top, just, you know. And I've always wanted to try more things, and lately I've been trying to get him to
through do no clamp. Let her finish.
Do different things. I've tried masturbating in front of him and getting pornos and like.
Oh, true. Sure, stop, please.
True.
Stop
like
the
that.
Clapping and. Oh, and no more high fiving, please. It hurt my hand, by the way. I wasn't ready for you.
And he gets mad. Like, he'll get upset about it, like I'm personally attacking his libido or something. I don't know what the problem
is. His male ego is challenged.
I don't know a safer way to approach it without making him feel like that.
This is a case in point of the very similar nature to the last call. It's like, maybe not the guy you want to hang with.
Yeah. How long you guys been together?
3 years.
Oh. 3 years?
Yeah.
One of the things about being 20 is you've been in a relationship for several years, you don't know how to end a relationship.
Also, too, when you're in at 17 and you make it to 20, you're at a little bit of a crossroads, which is you stay to the right, you're going to get married.
Yeah.
And this will be the only guy ever, and then you start having horrible fights about 24. And maybe you guys are done. Shouldn't everybody who's been with somebody for two or more years who's under the age of 22 break up?
That's a good rule of thumb.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like that?
I like that.
Mark, you like that?
Yeah, I think so.
And not only that, but these
you guys go off a carrier deck, Drew.
See how he hit that?
Yeah.
See?
He punched a mic.
Just me.
Yeah, Travis.
Travis is here.
He's out of control.
Hi, you guys.
Travis is falling apart.
How you doing?
Travis.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Nobu, I was at dinner and.
You went to
dessert
Nobu?
Was so good.
Wait a minute. Dessert was good at a Japanese restaurant?
No, next door to the
pastry. Bento boxes are untouchable. I don't know any restaurant that could touch their bento box. What? Chocolate souffle. It's the best thing ever.
That's the dessert at Nobu?
Yeah, that's the dessert at Nobu. Oh. And mochi balls. Mochi balls, you guys.
Mochi
vanilla, strawberry,
chocolate,
mango.
Oh, really?
So good.
Japanese, I never think about dessert because it's always like you get a deep-fried green tea ball or something, and it's always some sort of novelty thing. I didn't know they had souffle.
Matsuhisa is different.
All right. Well, wait a minute. Didn't you say Nobu?
Is that what you're saying? Matsuhisa. Here's the story. Matsuhisa is the OG. Like, that's the original that Nobu and Yoko, uh-huh. him and his old lady started,
uh-huh.
which is the best one ever.
Travis became quite the man about that.
Quite
the connoisseur.
Come on. What about your street cred, buddy? Aren't you supposed to
No, I have something? I have no street cred when it comes to restaurants. Like, you deserve good food, you guys.
He's got a bottle of Dom in his hand. He just dropped $1,500.
Cheers, you guys. Cheers.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Tonight is Tim Armstrong's birthday, so
yes.
We should all say happy birthday to Tim Armstrong.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim, even though you're probably not listening.
Let me say this about Tim Armstrong. Tim Armstrong gets mentioned more than anybody else outside of being Tim Armstrong. Like, Tim Armstrong's been on the show, I think, right?
I think. But he's been lurking around here for quite a while.
But his name shows up, and, like, everybody's working with Tim Armstrong.
As it should. He's... Man,
everyone loves.
I can't
Tim
say
Armstrong.
Enough nice things about him.
Really,
everyone knows. Yeah, I mean, he's like he's probably one of my. I mean, of course, he's one of my dearest friends. Like, he's such a nice guy. You know what I mean? He's like, he's so talented too. You know what I mean? He's gonna be a legend. You mark my words. He already is.
That's not just the spicy tuna roll talking. You mean?
Or the Dom? Neither one is talking. That's coming from my heart, you guys. Seriously.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you. Tom and Mark still eat at the Wiener Schnitzel, but not this Travis.
No, he moved up.
Mark's been known to love some Matsuhisa, yeah. You people. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys.
Matsuhisa is the best restaurant in the world.
It is. It is the best.
It's sold out, Drew.
Completely. I'm shocked.
Blink is sold out. All right. Who are we talking to?
Ashley. We're talking about relationships.
Sorry, Ashley.
When you're under 20, sometimes relationships are coming to a close and you just don't know how to read the signs. You don't know that it's coming to a close. You cling to it, drag it on another couple of years, then don't know how to end it when it's clear to you even still that it's over.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It just sounds like you're not as into this as you might be.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've been together and we have a kid.
Oh, forget that.
It's not my first serious relationship I've been in because I moved out when I was 16.
Yeah, but you had the kids, so you've relinquished your rights to freedom.
Yeah. All right, now you got to stay with them. And when you're picking sexual positions, just picture your young child's face.
Oh.
That's all. Just looking up on you and saying, why, Mommy?
Why is
Daddy hurting Mommy? Yes? All right, Ashley, look. Then if you got a kid, then you stay together and you work it out.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to stay together, though, if you have a kid, right? You
yes.
can
nah.
say that?
Well,
nah.
Happy.
You just have to be good parents, right?
It definitely.
All right, you're happy.
It
fine.
Definitely affects kids when you break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no but Travis, your parents were divorced?
Yeah, you know, I went through something kind of weird. Before they got a chance to get divorced, my mom passed away.
Mm.
So it was hard, but Pops you know what I mean? He already went off and he had a new girlfriend. So it's kind of hard, you know what I mean? It's hard to, like, be 16 and have your mom pass away and your parents going through a divorce. You're kind of, like, lost.
They
you know
were
what I mean?
Going, your mom passed away, but you already knew they were going through a divorce.
It's kind of like,
are going to get divorced.
No, they were, I remember, like, sitting in my bedroom. It was the worst thing ever, hearing, like, my parents fighting, like, knowing that my dad had a girlfriend or something. And then a month later, finding out she had cancer and she passed away.
Ugh.
And then it's, it was hard.
Were you mad at your dad?
Well, of course, you know what I mean? Those are like, I think those are normal feelings, you know what I mean? I totally did, but then I just understood, you know what I mean? My mom's passed now. I love her to death, but I got to support my dad. He has a new girlfriend, you know what I mean? I got to be strong and make him happy now. So that's what I did.
Wow. That's pretty
mature. It was hard. I'm not saying it was the easiest thing. Was I, you know what I mean? I wasn't in like a good place for like a year, but I mean, you grow out of it. You know what I mean? You become strong.
Did your dad know she was sick when they were getting divorced before they got divorced?
It was such bad timing. Like, it literally happened, like, found out that he had somebody else, and then literally, it was almost like it was supposed to be. Like, my mom couldn't live, you know what I mean, knowing that he had she wasn't going to grow old with him. Mm. So she literally had cancer for like 2 months and she passed away. Mm.
Did she not want to break up with him, or was she?
Oh, no. I mean, she was so in love with my dad. She wanted to grow old with him, and it's hard.
Your dad just must be racked with guilt.
Yeah. But you know what I mean?
He better be.
Yeah.
Your dad better
be. But he's happy now. You know what I mean? He's become such a great father. And
oh, really?
His old lady's cool. You know what I mean? Mary's cool.
Same one?
He's good. Yeah.
Right.
So it's good.
All right. Hey,
but it's hard.
Good times. I mean, that's what I say. But yeah, that's.
It takes all kinds.
It does take all kinds. But oh, my God. What a bitch. No wonder you've turned to sushi and drink.
Sushi and Dom, people.
All right. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
Blink's here. We're going to hear a song off the new CD. Yeah. We're going to watch Tom when we come home tonight on The Kimmel Show, and then we'll watch Travis tomorrow night on The Kimmel Show. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Mark and Travis are here tonight from Blink 182. Let's see, Ron Livingston from The Cooler, which I hear very good things about, by the way, is in here tomorrow night. And Joel from Good Charlotte.
He's back.
He was in here last night. He's come back next week. Macy Gray is going to be here, Kathy Griffin, Tori Amos. So, Drew, be prepared to catch junior producer Lauren's tampon when it comes flying out of her at breakneck speeds, because she loves that Tori Amos.
Yeah. Like
David Alan
else.
Greer is going to be here on Thursday next week.
I like the way we went to Joel and Benji. We always say, hey, come back anytime you want. And they do.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow.
And by the way, they really... Oh, you guys are spilling the Dom Perignon around.
I think
the
Mark
studio.
Wants some Dom Perignon, you guys.
The save some for me. You know, and Mark is drinking the Starbucks and the Dom, which
nice
represent
combo.
The two most expensive versions of that beverage.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I have a really big dick.
Oh, come on now. That's the Dom talking. The new CD is Blink 182. We'll hear something off of the new CD.
After we play Florida or Germany.
Ooh, Florida or Germany. Here's how this works. It's sweeping the country, this Florida or Germany. All bizarre stories, all stories of the macabre, the occult, and evil are from either Florida or Germany. So people call in, they tell us a story, and we guess Florida. Well, wait a minute. It's Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida, you're right.
True, you screwed me up.
Sorry.
Germany or Florida. That's our theme
Germany
song.
Germany or Florida.
Yeah, that's Pink.
It sounds like Pink, right?
That's Pink.
That is.
She could sing, you guys.
She can.
She's talented. I heard you guys on Loveline with her, too.
She can sing. Not that week. Night she couldn't, but she can sing.
Not to our jingle.
Yeah, it's a tough, that's a tough song, the Germany or Florida theme. Carol?
Hello?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up? All right, yeah, Germany or Florida. Go ahead.
All right. So this woman has a stroke, and her right side from head to toe goes numb. Mm-hmm. And then she can't talk for a year. And then when she finally talks, she finds out that she has an accent.
Mm. No. It may sound like an accent. But
No. By the way, I don't know this story, and this is Florida.
Yeah, sounds like Florida.
Yeah. I also have a question for Dr.
And Drew, how does that work?
Well, the left side of your brain is where your speech centers are. So when you have a stroke on the right side, you lose speech completely. And over a year, some of that will return, and it can sound very, very strange.
But you can never, isn't that what happened to Madonna? No.
So I think Luther Vandross.
Oh, really?
I think it's his thing now.
What's he doing now, Luther?
He's in a nursing home, basically.
Where's Roy from Siegfried and Roy? So it makes me nervous when we don't hear about these guys for a while. Like, you go, hey, they're doing great. He's doing great. Everything's great. And then a month goes by, you don't hear a thing. Yeah. Isn't that kind of a bad...
Yeah, usually.
Shouldn't he be waving and taking pictures and stuff if he's sitting up?
Yeah, you would think.
What's going on with
him,
Drew?
I don't know. I have not heard.
Drew, don't you know? Don't you have guys on the inside?
Not of that story, no.
Oh, but you know all the druggies, right?
Of course.
All right. Yeah. All right, so we already heard that story.
Yeah.
I already heard that story. But we got a better one. All right, here we go.
The boys look bewildered by this, by the way.
Germany or Florida?
I have no idea.
Who's our man over here?
You're going to see how it works.
He's our engineer.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Chris. Hey, Lizette?
Yeah?
Watch, this is going to work. Go ahead. Germany or Florida?
All right. A police arrested a man on suspicion of murdering his sister-in-law Tuesday after he was spotted carrying her severed head through the streets. Mm-hmm. Police received calls after a passerby saw the 24-year-old walking with a blood-soaked knife through the head. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I love the way why it's always a suspicion of murder.
Right.
Carrying the head through the street.
Let's not rush to judgment.
Suspicion.
So, okay. He was walking with a blood-soaked knife and the head under his arm. After arresting him, police discovered a decapitated corpse in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his sister-in-law.
Okay. Now, all murder sounds like Florida.
It sounds like Florida to me.
Everything sounds like Florida.
But hey, I want to bring up that Florida traditionally does not have a lot of apartment buildings. It's mostly condominiums and also estate homes.
Was it an apartment that he was in?
It was an apartment.
Apartment. Mm-hmm. So that's leaning towards Germany.
And the Germany, you can't cut a head off in Germany.
And
too,
it was sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you guys think, Germany or Florida? And by the way, this is the world's greatest example because it's just a bad murder.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much. It's not. There's nothing really wacky about it.
I'm going to go Germany.
Going Germany?
Just because of the apartment thing.
Mark's going Germany. Travis?
I don't know what you guys are talking about, to be honest with you.
Travis,
I thought, like, Love Line's about, like, kids with problems.
We're getting there.
Travis is going Germany and Florida.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Drew.
Germany.
I'll say that sounds like some German stuff, like weird, like
Germany.
Creepy.
All right, I'm going to push it and go Florida.
Lizette?
It's Germany.
See you guys? Oh, see that, Travis?
A little bit of dumb makes you wiser.
And that's how you play Germany or Florida. All right. Well, we had a question for the band.
But we're going to hear a song instead.
Yeah. What?
We're going to hear a song? Did you say?
All right, we are going to hear a song. And then we're going to take a question for the band.
Okay.
Unless there's some kids we got to help, because that's what the show's
about.
Okay. Then we'll take a question for the band. All right, so here we go. This is off the new Blink 182 CD, and this is called Feeling This.
I'm feeling beauty.
Blink-182, everybody. Mark and Travis both here tonight. Tom is doing Jimmy Kimmel Live, so you can watch that tonight. And then Travis on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night. So it's a neat kind of a... And actually, it's perfect. I just thought of this, but it's a short week this week, just 3 days.
Perfect.
So three guys in the band. And that's smart. See, all that money to whack up three ways. None of that stuff for, like, Kool and the Gang or... trying to think of the what give me a big band, Drew. You gotta whack it up like 30 ways. Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that. You don't want that. You want three guys, whack it up three ways, and
you also keep a low profile, less expensive to transport everything.
Everything's better. You don't have big you don't have a bunch of cellos and tubas and glockenspiels. Yes, sir.
Glockenspiels.
Which one's a glockenspiel?
Ding, 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 ding.
We have glockenspiels on this record.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
yes,
we do.
All right.
And you have a Mellorama.
Mellotron.
Mellotron.
How about that?
Wow.
It's a piano that plays strings.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah.
But it's not one of those country things, right?
No, it's a Mellotron looks like a piano, but the keys are hooked up to actual audio tape with a recording of whatever instrument is on it. So on the song All of This,
right,
it sounds like there's strings on it, but it's actually something that looks like a piano playing different audio tapes, recording of a
strings. There's a lot of Beatles
strings.
So it's like, it's an old thing?
Yeah, it's an old thing.
Oh, well, I bet you.
Like the beginning of Strawberry Fields Forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's in my head now. Kyler?
Yeah.
Kyler. What kind of name is Kyler?
Is it like Tyler, but Kyler?
Yeah, it's like an Irish name. I'm like 90% Irish.
That's cool. I'm Irish, too.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Nobu and drinking champagne out of the bottle.
Be proud.
I got a question for the band. Yeah. What was like the most like embarrassing moment that you've ever had on stage?
We make fun of ourselves so much, it's hard to embarrass us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we make idiots out of ourselves every day, so it's so hard to make us feel stupid.
How about when you first started going up there naked?
I remember you guys pantsed me one time.
We did?
Yeah, and they stepped on my underwear. It was in the airport. It was awful. It was weird.
That wasn't the airport. That wasn't on stage, though.
No. But it was in an airport. You're in front of a bunch of strangers. They don't even know why you're being pantsed. You know what I mean?
As opposed to in front of 18,000 people.
You got the kids there. There's a context to the pantsing.
Nothing's ever funny or embarrassing on stage. Like, we just be ourselves.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I know. I mean, that's kind of like...
You guys have both fallen a couple times, though. Mark and Tom fall really good sometimes.
That's embarrassing when you really try and rock out and you think you're, like, looking so cool and you're just really going for it and, like, your foot falls out from under you and you just eat it.
That's the best. You see, like, someone playing guitar, singing, you see them fall and they disappear, and then that's, like, Mark on the stage, like, falling on his face or something.
One time we were playing in Philadelphia, I remember a specific incident. I was really rocking out. I was going for it, and there's, like, this monitor on the side of the stage is about probably 2.5 feet off the ground. I went to jump up on that and rock out, and my feet both went on one side of the monitor, and my center of gravity was on the complete other side. So I wiped out. It wasn't even like I fell. It was like I just face planted.
Yeah, and you got to hop back up even if you're hurting, right?
Immediately.
Pretend like nothing happened.
Usually you guys go down and you guys act like you're really feeling it, though. Like, that's what they do, seriously. Tom does it all the time, right? He'll go down, like, he'll fall and he'll just act like he's really into it. You know what I mean? He'll stay on his knees or something. It's awesome.
Well, once you go down, you got to pretend like you're down.
You meant to go do it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Like once in a while, you're waving to somebody and you realize they're not waving to you, so you got to do something else with your hand, like rub your head or do something. It's weird. It's weird to get caught in between something.
I did that at a show the other night. We had a show in San Diego, and there was somebody there that I thought was somebody that I was friends with a long time ago that I hadn't seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I went up, I was like, oh, dude, how you been? What's going on? Dude, it's so good to see you. Gave him a hug, everything. And afterwards, I realized, I've never met this guy before.
Oh. But that's cool for him because you're you and he's a fan. But what is that? Why is this the most embarrassing thing in the world? When somebody is standing a few feet from you, they're waving at what you think is you, you wave back and you turn around and see that somebody else is waving.
Yeah.
Why is that humiliating?
It's humiliating like nothing else.
Why?
You feel like the biggest
idiot. What's wrong? You see somebody, they're standing 12 feet away, they're waving, it looks like at you. And by the way, have some wave etiquette at everybody. Don't wave at people directly behind
you know why?
Other
because,
people.
Because they're always waving with enthusiasm and delight. And how dare you think that they're delighted with you?
It's so humiliating. I don't know what that is. It happens once in a while. You return that wave, and then you realize it's not at you, and it's like, I want to kill myself. Why should that be so humiliating with all the humiliating things we do in our life?
I tried to explain it, but you dismissed it, so there you go.
All right. Oh, Drew.
You did.
I always dismiss you.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's how I don't learn.
That's right.
Okay. Blink 182 is here tonight. At least two-thirds Blink is here tonight. And Tom is doing Jimmy's show tonight. And Travis will do it tomorrow night. And we'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Hi.
Hey.
Mark, Travis, here, come on in. Producer Ann, you got to get the guests in here. I'm not sure if she's listening or not.
Oh, real cool.
Yeah, here they come. Mark's here. Travis is here. Still got that. Let me tell you the thing. There's a little pressure when you pop a bottle of Dom Perignon or Cristal Champagne. You got to finish it.
Can I tell you what happened, you guys?
I have to finish it.
I was in the car and I was leaving and I didn't know it was being shaken around in the car. So I just took the little top off and I'm sitting there holding it and it popped and it went all over the car. But my driver's awesome and he didn't care. Like, he laughed at me.
Leading cause of eye injuries in this country.
Yeah.
Corks?
Champagne.
But I've never had that happen to me. Really?
Trauma to the eye. It's one of the leading causes of trauma to the eye.
I mean, it just popped. I was holding it like this and it just went.
Yeah, imagine if you're just waving it around.
So crazy.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. The guy has a detached retina, and you're laughing your ass off. Blood pouring from an open socket, and you're still laughing like a madman. Because it's funny if someone gets hit with a champagne cork, right?
Yeah, that is funny.
Over the years, millions of people blinded and maimed, right? Yes?
Yeah.
Champagne corks?
Injured, yeah.
Wow. Still funny. Yeah. I would have thought semen would be the leading cause of blindness.
No. It turns out not so harmful.
That's not harmful to the eyes of...
Really? Well, I know, Travis, it burned when you got it in there. But.
Oh, true. You got that pink eye from rubbing too hard. That wasn't from semen. Please, how dare you? Big stars, they come in here. They're in this kind of abuse. I'm sorry. Let me apologize
how
for my
dare
partner.
You, sir.
How dare you, Drew? All right, Sarah?
Yeah, hey.
You're 18? What's up?
I am. Yeah, okay. So I have a question. Like, this guy that I've been seeing for a while, when I give him head when we first started going out, like, it seriously tasted like cigarettes.
Drew, quit clamping.
He's a smoker, right?
He tasted like cigarettes.
Yeah.
But he uses tobacco.
Well, no, he smokes. And, I mean, it just, like, it tastes like...
Reenactment. But he uses tobacco.
Well, no, he smokes.
Okay.
No, that would be yes.
Smoke.
Everyone, you know what's a bad sign for our society, beside the biggest insult you could give someone would be, I said good day. That should be like the big, you'd have to duel if a guy said, I said good day. But now everyone starts every sentence with no.
Yeah.
Or you go,
no, but.
You feeling something? No, but. And then they tell you exactly
they
what you said.
Reiterate what you said.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad negative habit. Sarah?
Yeah, sorry. I can't hear that well on my phone.
Okay, baby doll. So your guy is a smoker. He smokes cigarettes.
Well, see, and I'm wondering, he stopped smoking, and so, like, the taste went away, and would that affect it?
Yes.
Yes, it would?
Yeah, everything. Listen, a lot of taste is smell. And the guy smells like tobacco all the time when he's smoking. Hmm. So that may be where a majority of that comes from.
It is true. That's the bitch about farts.
Is it true what you eat or drink will come through your semen?
No.
Like, we were on the Nimbus in the middle of the Persian Gulf, and after the show they offered us, like, a...
Whore?
Oh.
Yeah.
IV. An IV, and it make you feel better, but...
What?
I was sitting
what?
There...
What? Whoa, blah, 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 blah.
They offered me an IV,
a
like,
what?
We got done playing, like, if
they're
you were, like, exhausted or you were tired.
So
on the Nimbus?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the Nimitz.
Because like, we were dehydrated.
Yeah, we were in Iraq, like performing for our troops. Like,
because it's so hot out there.
Yeah, it was like 100. What? How hot was it, Mark?
It was like I don't know. We was like in the 120s, 130s.
It's a floating city.
So I'm sitting there. One of the nurses says
to deal with the heat.
Yeah, one of the nurses says to me.
I mean, it's just sort of cavalier. It's like, hey, dude, we'll give you some IV therapy. It's like,
okay, and I'm the idiot that took it, okay? And I wasn't even tired. I just did it just to do it. But
anyways,
the girl says, my boyfriend's at home, and he's been drinking juice and fruit, so when I come home and I give him head, his semen's going to taste sweet.
This
was the
nurse that's plugging your IV in.
Yeah, this is the nurse that's telling me
that's what I'm talking about. That's why the IV was not a good idea.
No, but do you think that works?
Offering that. Well, no, it doesn't work.
Really? No. It doesn't make your semen sweet.
Hey, listen, we've figured out that
we're drinking juice for nothing.
No.
Hey, I want my money back from the...
Well, listen to that, Amir.
Well, I want to know about the IV for a second and that. Like, you always hear... I always hear this stuff like the football players during halftime of the game took an IV or got an IV. How much does that replenish you? I mean, how much more than just drinking a bunch of water?
A lot more quickly.
A lot more.
A lot more. It's
so
instantaneous.
So if you're really depleted and you just chug a couple of tumblers of water... That's going to take a while to make it through your stomach and through your system.
It's not going to replace to replace volume. Mm-hmm. It would take like a couple liters of Gatorade.
Right.
While you can put that, I mean, immediately in your system with an IV.
It's like putting electrolytes in your veins, right?
You put it right. It's not.
But you can put just water. You put the water right in your veins.
It's not water. It's fluid. Yeah.
We put the fluid right in your veins.
Yes. You just directly in.
It's just right in the blood there?
It's right into the vascular space, too. It's not just because you drink something, it distributes throughout your body, and it's going directly into the vascular space.
Eh? And how much do they put in?
Depends how depleted you are. They can sort of estimate. It's usually about a liter.
Just I got two bags. It was like a half hour, you know?
Two bags? What's a bag? Is a bag half?
Well, it could be a half liter or a liter.
Bags aren't that. Yeah, bags.
They weren't that big.
Liter bags, usually.
They made me want to go pee hella bad, though.
Yeah. And also
really?
And that shows he wasn't actually that depleted, because if you're depleted, you're not going to pee.
It will make you want to go pee if it gets, when you get overload it. That way.
Yeah, you overload it.
Wow. Tell you. They're like floating cities. So how much... semen does the bag hold?
But I like the way the nurse is giving your description of what what is that?
I don't know. I don't know what goes on. All I know is we're paying for it.
All I know is I believed her when I drank juice for the next day because I was coming home to my old lady. And I guess it doesn't work.
Did it make your poo taste different?
No, I don't know. Are you kidding me?
Same idea.
This is what I say. It's like, look, you could eat liver and onions, or you could eat a banana split. Either way, you're Duke. Is hellacious,
it's
right?
It's
so you're saying
bad.
You're saying no matter what you eat or drink, your semen doesn't taste different. It always tastes the same.
Not no matter. There can be things that can make it worse.
But there
are things that can make it better.
There's bad and worse. But like I say, I could eat a bag of marshmallows and my crap would still be.
But you can make it. But you can make it smell worse. Certain foods.
Yeah.
Right. But what are you guys comparing poo and semen?
Because these are just things that your body produces that come out. They're produced. What you take into your body, the nutritional elements, are broken down to basic elements.
Plus, we're into that. I mean, if we're going to just talk, I mean, we're just talking. That's
the
true.
The mudslide.
We're into the mudslide. Yeah. All right. You ever had a brownie with just a little vanilla frosting on it? I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. All right. So how much do you think those IVs cost us, by the way? We're just trying to ring up the bill.
A couple hundred?
They
didn't register on the tab.
All right, so it's more the carrier launch and the $10,000 pin and all that. All right, so you guys were playing on the ship?
Yes.
Oh.
We played in one of the aircraft hangars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was acoustically kind of rough in there?
It's hard to tell. You're not thinking about how it sounds. You have like 5,500 Navy... like Navy men and women out there. It's just, I don't know, we didn't really think about that.
Oh.
It was cool, though.
All right.
I mean, you could literally, like, look at, like, 5,500, like, of your military or Navy men, and then off to the left is like the ocean. You know what I mean? You can literally see out like
we gotta
to set the ocean. Oh,
we got to go do a
we got to start a band. Did they?
No, just do one of those
USO things.
Yeah.
They don't want us.
It was awesome.
Did they launch any jets while you were on the ship?
No, uh-uh.
Nothing.
We got launched off it in
Oh, we covered this.
Cod plane, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
All right, nothing landed, nothing else took off. But your helicopter.
Nothing landed, nothing else took off.
All right, I would have requested one.
Except a couple tomahawks.
Juliana?
Yeah?
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
You just had a kid.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and you tried everything but no orgasm after the kid.
Yes.
Even reading
Actually, even before it. Even before I had my son, I couldn't have an orgasm.
Oh, really? And,
really.
And you even read the Kama Sutra?
Yes, we rented, we even bought a board game, a Kama Sutra board game.
Are you on any medication?
Body lotion.
Are you on medication?
No, I'm not.
Hmm. 21. Maybe
Does it give you a good oral sex?
Actually, we've only tried that like twice, and I don't know.
listen, baby, save your Kama Sutra money. And tell them to get busy down there. That's where the orgasm is. Please. I like this guy, though. He's like, hold on a second. We got to take a break. But I like his angle. Like, oh, well, I can't go down on you. I guess we got to go get Life or Monopoly or something there. F-opoly. All right, let's take a little break. Blink-182 here. We're going to dial her in vaginally.
Yeah,
we will.
I think we're going to waste our time.
No. Right. I'll dial her in when we come back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark and Travis here tonight from Blink 182. Blink 182, name of the CD, and we're going to hear something else off of it in during this.
But you promised
segment.
To dial in Juliana. So we've saved her.
Oh,
she's on line 5.
That's right.
Now, and you were going to dial her.
She
in.
Just had a kid, but she's never had an orgasm.
Never.
With her guy.
Well, she said never.
She's got the Kama Sutra board game and the book and the pop-up book. She's got everything. She's rolling Yahtzee dice with her coos and still nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
But she's done everything but have her guy perform oral sex on her, which
right.
is the way to go.
All right.
Juliana?
Yes?
Why no oral sex from the guy?
We've tried it a few times, and I don't know. It was just pointless.
What? I didn't hear
yeah.
that.
You didn't enjoy it? Or
he's Maybe not, he's
no,
not
I didn't.
Yeah. He may have given up right away.
He's not very good at it.
Do you perform oral sex on him?
Oh, I have like once. That's about it.
Wow.
Do you tell him what you like when it comes to oral sex or no?
Well, yeah, he likes it, but it's just, I don't know.
He's not doing it right, huh?
Who, what?
Is he not doing it right?
I don't think so.
Wow.
Maybe help him, right?
Is this your husband?
I don't know. I guess it's... Oh, I'm his first. So, he's, like, experienced a lot of first things with me. And so, I don't know. We kind of got, like, a lot of guidebooks and stuff, but he's still...
I don't understand the guidebook. I mean, I appreciate it in a way, but on the other hand, you know, you can't... This is...
He may not understand the anatomy at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe he needs a poster over the bed, something to look at. He's got to find your stuff. Like he's licking. He's just going for the fur ball, right? I mean, he's not getting out of the business. He may be up top. He may be up top of the vagina. He may not be down below, right?
Whatever.
That is strange.
Well,
like the first time.
Him though. He's like not. He hasn't been my only partner though, and so I've had like other partners and still nothing.
Yeah, but when you're, it's very, very common under 21 not to be able to have an orgasm. That is a part of the female developmental system, biological system.
Over 100% through my studies.
Under 20. And after, even after that, to expect to have it with intercourse is unrealistic.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, Juliana.
Hi.
Here's what we're all saying. There's two paths to orgasm. One...
Bill.
One, two paths to Orgasmville. One is intercourse. That is a long, windy.
Very few make it.
They don't make it. It's landmines,
yeah.
Bouncing Bettys, claymores, all the stuff that guys were screwing around with on the ship. It's trees that run out and grab you and strangle you. It's a horrible, horrible road. The other one is a much more manageable road and will get you to Grandma's house much easier, and that's the Oral Road, all right? So that's the road you guys have to stay on.
All right, but forget it. Right. I told you it would be fruitless.
Listen, how about you let someone else raise that kid of yours? I don't trust you two. All right, no more kids.
No more, okay. What are you using
for birth control?
Birth control, she's in a bar rag.
Did you hear the, emergency contraceptive, there's a movement afoot in Washington to finally put this thing over the counter.
Good.
Oh, my God. And they're promoting the fact that it is works by suppressing ovulation, and not by affecting implantation.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
not
goodnight.
An abortion pill.
Thank you.
Juliana, what are you guys using for birth control?
It's a patch.
Are you using a patch?
Excellent.
But it's a pirate's patch.
That's not where it's supposed to go, but she does.
All right. That'd be funny if they had a patch. It just goes over the vagina. It's the patch. It has no hormones, no side effects, doesn't alter her cycle at all. Well, how's it work? It goes right over the hole. All right. Come on. Try to sell that with a bullseye on it.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Dartboard pattern.
So we got a question. I like the dartboard with the baseball game on the backside. Has anybody ever played the baseball game? And they've sold 700 million of these units. No one has ever played the baseball game that's on the back.
Very few people have seen it.
Yeah, because you see it when you're buying the dartboard, but then once it goes up, no one ever says, flip it, let's play some baseball. Now, why not just do cricket or highlight or something like that? Like, no one's ever going to do this.
Never.
Travis, you ever play baseball with the darts?
No, man, I don't like
baseball.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Travis up.
I know.
Stop
sorry,
it,
Travis. Travis hasn't been right since he found out he can't alter the flavor of his semen.
No. It's
dreams have been destroyed tonight. Let's just say that.
Yeah, there's no Santa.
Didn't you offend him with the speeding issue or something? Remember last time?
Well, last time Travis was here, he had a suspended license.
That's right.
I got my license back, you guys.
Got his license back.
Yeah. And I'm not a good driver, though.
No,
the other day,
we
I came home from boxing like a couple months ago, and I ran into the side of my girlfriend's wall, and then the other night, from my new house, I just backed into a wall. I suck at driving, you guys. I don't know. I'm just always in a hurry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, speeds. It's good.
He speeds.
It's good thing he speeds.
Always in a hurry. You guys, just take your time. It's worth it.
I was impressed that with a revoked license, he was doing 130 on his way back to San Diego.
I believe.
And got stopped. I'm just saying, that's a man who looks death in the face and just spits in its eye.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's Travis.
Because most people have a suspended license. Or, you know, it's 10 and 2, and they're going 55, and they're doing the hand signals and everything. Not Travis. 130. That's rock and roll. Yeah. All right. But got the license back, and not hitting anything but your own property now, right?
All right. Marie? 23.
Yeah.
Hey, Marie.
What's up?
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you guys for going over to the Middle East. My husband's currently stationed there. He works on a type of helicopters that you guys fly on. So I know the dripping stuff, that's all hydraulic fluid. It's horrible, but yeah. Also wanted to say that the guys in the barracks used to go on drinking binges and would hook up to IVs in the mornings, like on Monday.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to understand some IV therapy. It's like that. Yes, that it will help them recuperate from these alcohol binges.
Yeah, I got to get one of those.
Won't actually reverse the medical problem they're in, but make them feel a little better. But you put a foreign body in your vein, you risk the vein clotting, you risk getting a cellulitis, you risk getting a thrombosis. I mean, all kinds of common infection introduced into your blood system. There's 100 things that can go wrong with those IVs, and they commonly do. So it's not, I mean, for a healthy person to hook up, it's like, hey, come on.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, Mark's a little bit smarter than me, and he decided not to do it. He was one who was really tired, and I was an idiot, like, sure, it'd be fun. I'm on the Nimbus. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah,
you
but
know
the,
what I mean?
Then the nurse starts to, I mean, how inappropriate is the nurse then to start telling you about her boyfriend's stoking up the fires for the semen tastes right when she gets home?
I know.
She's a 17-year-old mulatto chick from the East Valley. You know, what do you think? These are a bunch of Harvard grads? They get sucked into this stuff because they get thrown out of high school.
Boundaries.
No. Please. Hey, I got to say something, though. When we went over to the Middle East, the men and women that we met that are serving wedding over there were all so cool and so professional.
Awesome, I'm sure.
Like, we came back so proud of everyone that we have over there. And I don't know, it was like such a enlightening experience. And we just came back really proud. And we just wanted to like say that on the air because they're really amazing people over there.
And what an experience. Hey, hey Marie.
Mm-hmm.
When's your husband getting back?
He's supposed to be back in April, hopefully.
Ooh. What, and what's he maintains those helicopters?
Yeah, he works on the hydraulic systems and stuff for the helicopters, the 53s.
We were talking about how when we were flying in the helicopter, the oil was leaking from the ceiling.
How scared are you on any aircraft that you have to get on where you have to put, like headphones on and a helmet and a life vest? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, man. Well, those guys are brave. They're
awesome.
The
door doesn't close.
Yeah, the door doesn't close. You can run off at any time. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, Marie?
Mm-hmm.
I tell your husband we all said hi.
Yeah,
I will.
Real.
I definitely will. Thanks.
All right, and tell him to quit, you know, going out and boozing so much. Maybe that's why
he doesn't
can't stop
that anymore. Thankfully,
okay. That could be the cause of the hydraulic leak.
Yeah.
These guys are so hungover they can't put a new gasket in the thing. All right, let's. He doesn't do that anymore. I love those reports from the front. By the way, hey, the boozing? Nah.
Well, the IVs have stopped. The IV.
Where do you got? Where do you get the booze over there? By the way,
we don't have
to truck it in.
The Nimitz ship, they didn't have any booze.
Dry ship.
Yeah, even the captain was like, "I would die for a glass of red wine right now."
That's very reassuring.
He said that to me.
USS Utah. What the hell?
Yeah. Who's
that?
Utah
sucks. True, that's a dry city there. Come on, buddy.
That's a real dry city.
Look,
that city's crazy. They turn off their Coke machines at night. You know that? I mean, they turn off their Coke machines on Sundays.
Well, you
know, Provo, Utah. You know what I mean?
Really? Because
crazy
caffeine in it.
Yep. Yeah.
They say those carriers are like floating cities, Drew.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like cities that farting.
Floating.
No.
How many stories was our?
17.
18.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I went to the jail there, you guys. There's like soldiers that get out of line, like when they stop for, like, you know what I mean, like for a break to go get like refuel or get food. And there's guys that screw up and they go out and they steal a car and whatever. So there's a jail actually on the Nimitz.
Were there guys in the jail when you were there?
Yeah, I went and visited them.
What were they in for?
Like one guy was in for stealing a car. The other guy, I think he disrespected a woman like really bad, like really tasteless. You know what I mean? So they're back there. Yeah, they're in like little cells in the very bottom of the ship. It's crazy.
Stealing a car when you got to get back on a ship in a few hours just doesn't seem like the world's best thought out crime. Like you could drive the car into your bunk or something.
How weird is it when I go down there and talk to him though? You know what I mean? Like I went down there and I hung out with him for a couple hours. Me and this photographer of ours.
Dude,
it was pretty cool.
The guy got his license revoked and then got pulled over for 130. Like, you're talking to us. You should be here. Get in. Maybe they're trying to throw you in there with them.
Right.
It's a floating city. They got barber shops. They got Brinks or Briggs is whatever they call the clink, floating clink over there. All right, where are we, Drew?
Matt? Line one.
Matt. Oh, okay. All right. Matt.
Hey.
What's happening, Matt? You're 14.
Yeah. Well, first off, just wanted to say that, Adam, you're great, and Dr. Drew, very passionate man.
He is a man of great passion.
Yes, that is true. And
I don't know how to feel about that when a 14-year-old says that.
Mark and Travis,
you
fill my life with joy. Guys, you're great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Well, I just wanted to ask about Hobo Power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you said you wanted us to start, you know, try to use it in school, get it to catch on. And
Hobo Power is a measurement of stink.
I remember this last time I was on here.
Horsepower is the unit of energy.
Right.
So Hobo Power.
Yeah, because everyone's just like, oh, that guy's funky or he's super stinky, but Hobo Power puts a number to it, you know?
12 Hobo.
Yeah, something like that. Like average fart. What's an average fart?
12 Hobo Power, yeah, about 12.
10 to 12.
12 10 14, to 12. Yeah.
But it, making you vomit.
50.
That's 50 Homo.
Yeah.
50 Hobo. Yeah.
So a good solid fart might be in the high 20s.
High 20s, low 30s. Hobo.
Matt, what's up?
But 100 is a theoretic unit. It doesn't exist in nature.
No one's ever experienced it, or if they have.
Maybe Caltech, they've worked
it
out.
It's like a perfectly straight line. It doesn't really exist.
100 Hobo Power doesn't exist.
You die if you get theoretic.
Yeah, the universe comes up. The universe collapses in a black hole.
Well, that's how you die. Yeah, you're collapsed in by the universe. Travis, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Okay.
I remember this last time, I just kind of like, I don't know.
He didn't like it then either.
It's okay. You know what I mean? I'm not into your Hobo Power, to be totally honest with you.
That's the thing.
Me and Rob, last time we were on here, we were like, what is he talking about?
Nobody's into anyone else's Hobo Power. I like my own Hobo Power. That's why I fanned my hand, if that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, well, is there like a negative hobo power? Like, if someone's good, is it like negative hobo power?
Well, that's just sweet smelling, but I don't think we can get into negative, because hobo power represents stink.
Right.
And to say, and you hear that people, this is a very slippery slope, because you're talking to a guy who's got -4 stars on 2 reviews. So the point is I argue you can't do minus stars. You can just do no stars, maybe 1 star if it really sucked. -4 stars, that's impossible.
Well, you might as well just go -1,000 stars.
You might as well do -1 galaxy right. At that point. Actually, I got -3 on one show and -4 on another. So I'm
quite a marked
I'm 7 in the hole.
Well done.
Yeah, even if I do a 4-star show,
you're still,
I'm still -3. I'm still in the hole, 3 stars. Yeah, -4 stars. But I would argue you can't get minus something.
Right. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
But it's, nice smells usually are. There are a million descriptors for nice smells.
Right.
No, you don't need units for that. You need qualities.
Right. Yes, it smelled like a fresh baked bread or pumpkin pie cooling on a windowsill or lilacs.
It's not intensity.
Yeah,
it's
no
diversity.
Minus. Yeah. No minus. Yeah. I'm glad we agree on this, Drew.
For once, agree on something. God.
Travis, no minus hobo power? No negative units of hobo?
No.
Mark?
No. I'll go with you on that.
Right. But -4 stars, you're still okay with me getting
that? No, I am not okay with that.
I think it was a man show that got -4 stars.
Yeah. Well, the critics agree.
Samantha?
Yeah, hi.
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, actually, Adam, I think I saw you a while ago at Robex Juice. But anyway, and
it was juice, the Robex juice place.
Which one?
Right by on Van Nuys.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Yeah, so you think I saw you there.
Hey, say hi next time.
Oh, why? All right, I will. And
there's not going to be a next time, but okay.
Travis and Mark, what's up, boys?
Hello. How you doing?
Travis, you're pretty hot, anyway.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on your baby and stuff.
Hey. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. So this is my question. Mm-hmm. I was friends with a guy, and he was pretty cool at first, you know. He seemed pretty sane, you know. And I introduced him to my mom, and even my mom thought he was pretty cool. And stuff happened between us, and we weren't like hooking up or anything. But he decided like he wanted to threaten to kill me and stuff because I was gonna rat on him, and it was.
Slow way down. He decided he wanted to kill you because you were gonna rat on him. He was a cool guy who decided he wanted to kill you because you were gonna rat on him.
That's funny.
He came to my house and
decided,
you know, in front of my sister and my mom, threatened to kill me, and so I had to file a police report and all that because I don't take any of that.
He just walked in one day and suddenly became homicidal.
Yeah, why did he decide to threaten to kill you?
Well,
she's gonna drop a dime on him.
That's I don't know why, but he.
Well, what do you mean rat him out?
What do you mean you don't know why?
Because he did some shady stuff, so.
Like what?
Oh, well, she doesn't want to rat him out now.
Like what, to you? Did he do shady stuff to you? Or
to me, stuff.
Like what? Like, did he hurt you, or did he, like?
No,
Hold on a second. We got to reboot here because Samantha dropped an S-bomb during the course of her description. Oh. But that's all right. We'll just do our delay thing, get caught up. But I can't figure out. It sounds as if he did something bad to somebody else somebody else's property, too, and as well as doing bad things to her.
So he's a horrible, horrible guy.
Well, now, don't rush to judgment,
all right,
Drew.
Just one horrible. A horrible guy.
But wouldn't you guys agree anyone who threatens a woman is a horrible guy? There's no reason to threaten a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what she does to you. You don't need to threaten a woman.
No, unless she's looking at him weird. My wife did that to me once. I mean, she doesn't do it anymore.
Homicidal...
All right, so
towards anybody.
Samantha.
Yeah. So then
was there? Let me just ask this: was there some sort of crime that he committed that he didn't want you to talk about?
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I guess. I mean, selling drugs is, you know, crime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're just trying to figure out what it is that he didn't want you to rat him out for.
All right. So what is the question?
So I was in a parking lot the other night, and I was sitting in my car, and I got out and I saw him, and I hadn't been answering his phone calls, and I told him I didn't want to talk to him, and he potentially. I mean, he got me cornered, and he was holding my mouth, and I was trying to scream. And he came up to my car, and it was sort of in the back of a parking lot.
Over by the Rovax?
No, not over the Rovax.
Yeah. You're making excuses for why you didn't.
I don't know what's going on. Why don't you just call the cops?
She's making excuses for why she didn't defend herself. So what leads me to conclude is that she's a victim.
Yeah.
Were you sexually or physically abused growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. So you froze in this moment where this guy came at you, right?
Right.
Well, I froze, for a minute, and then...
Stop. So that's why you didn't call for help. That's why you didn't run away, because you had a dissociative reaction, which victims do. And now you may get a post-traumatic stress disorder. You may start having panic attacks, intrusive thoughts, horrible dreams, things like that.
Yeah.
Is that starting to happen to you?
I can't really sleep.
Right.
And I haven't been home in, 4 days.
So this awful guy who you were attracted to because you were a victim yourself and been sexually abused, and here was another nice victimizer you found.
Yeah.
Has now triggered a post-traumatic stress disorder.
All right.
So.
But good times. But here's what you need to do now Samantha. You got to get some therapy, by the way. Well, first you got to call the cops and report this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to cut him loose.
Report him again if you have to. And then number two, you got to get some therapy for the abuse you suffered as a young person, which is going to put you...
I'm in it now. I'm in therapy.
You're in therapy.
I've been in rehab, too.
Good.
Right, so you're also
good. Okay. Stay, but listen, this is a process. This is going to be like people who have to get on kidney dialysis. You're going to have to do it
for a long time.
You can't just do it for six months and say you're going to be better now.
Right.
Because here's the problem: when somebody puts you in harm's way when you're young, whether your dad physically abuses you, sexually abuses you, he then leaves. He goes to Florida, most likely,
or Germany.
Yeah, usually Florida, because you can't afford the ticket to Germany. And then you spend the rest of your life putting yourself in harm's way,
right,
hooking up with abusive guys. And you don't see when guys are bad. And your mom, who married the abusive guy, takes a shining to the new abusive guy.
Absolutely.
All right. And then you give birth to a bunch of kids who end up getting victimized by the guy you chose to be their father.
There's the
cycle. But good times.
Oh, gosh.
That's how it works. So now you know, and it's good. You're getting into some rehab.
Right.
You're getting into some therapy.
Get your sponsor going. Stay the 12 steps.
Here's how you stop this from happening.
Right.
You stay in therapy, and you don't have any kids until you're done with the therapy.
And here's the basic direction. Follow direction. Don't do anything but whatever anybody tells you to do. Do not think for yourself. Do not make any decisions on your own. Follow the direction of your sponsor and your treating team. That's it, period.
That's right. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Mark and Travis here from Blink-182. We're going to hear a new song when we come back.
Another one?
Well, yeah, second one.
It's great.
You excited?
I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline, yo. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark Livingston in here tomorrow night. He's a guy whose name you may not know, but whose face you definitely will know is in Swingers. And what's your favorite movie? Office Space and a ton of other stuff. And it's going to be, he's in The Cooler, which is with William H. Macy and Alec Baldwin, dear friend. And it's supposed to be really good, by the way. Siskel and Ebert, or Roper and Ebert, no, Roper and Siskel, whatever. Two big thumbs up. Blink 182 in tonight. Mark and Travis, both here from the band. Take one call, play a song.
There you go.
Yeah? All right. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I just want to say your new album is truly awesome. And congratulations on your new baby, Travis.
Hey, thank you so much.
And I had a question. I have really big breasts. There's my 38 double D. And I just wanted to know, I just wanted to know if there's any way that I could get them, like, because I see all these girls with, like, the fake breasts, you know, and they're really perky looking.
Yeah.
And mine aren't that, they're not looking as good as theirs, I guess. I just want to know if there's a way that I could get them enlarged or, like, whatever's there, like, replaced with, like, silicone or something where they look...
Helium. Well, how big, what are your measurements? How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
5'6"?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 38 double D.
All right.
How much should
she
need her weight?
Whatever she tells me, and I've just packed on 30 pounds.
So really?
Because she walked around it.
Because she avoided it.
She worked around it.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. A lot of guys are into that. Nicole?
Yes?
What are you coming in weight-wise?
138.
138. 5'6", 138. Let me do the math here. Do you have the 5? I got 5'4", and 3/16", and 144.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little light. That's what that means. All right, so listen, Nicole.
Yeah.
If you have large breasts already, you probably don't just get an implant in your amazingly large breasts. You probably get like a reduction and then an implant.
Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, Drew?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not being an expert in that area. I assume that they do something in that order.
But, you know, you're 19, and if you, got in a good shape and toned yourself up, you'd probably be all right for a few years, and then crank out a few kids, and then go under the knife if you want to do it later on down the road.
Yeah, just relax.
Okay.
It's all good. Just relax.
Okay. Yeah, because I see these girls with the fake breasts, and all the guys are all over them or whatever.
No.
You know what? Guys don't like boobs, honey. I think. What do you guys like?
Well,
what do you like, Adam and Drew?
I like balls.
Come on. Well, I got to disagree with you.
Oh, on a chick?
Yeah, on a woman, on a girl.
Down to just a chick. I don't know. No, I like boobs, but I don't like the fake ones that just point up.
Yeah, me either. I mean? They're weird, you guys. I think more importantly to our caller, it's your personality, and I don't know. To me, I like a girl's buttocks. I think that's the most attractive part of a girl. And
yeah.
I don't know. Don't worry about that until you have kids. I wouldn't get a surgery if I was a girl. Until I have kids, you have so much more to look forward to in your life.
I'm not an ass man. I like a nice ass.
You're not an ass man.
I like a nice ass. Don't get me wrong, but I have an ass myself.
You're right.
It's covered with hair and lint.
You've never seen it,
though. Dingleberries.
Yeah, it's hard for you to see yours.
I've not really seen it. I did spot it in a mirror once when I was popping this carbuncle. But the point is I like boobs because I don't have boobs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you need to have stuff you can't have.
I like stuff I don't have. Yeah, that's
but their butts are different than yours.
No,
you know what I mean? Yours are all hairy.
He doesn't know. He hasn't seen
hers aren't hairy. Chances aren't hairy.
Yeah, you may be
He's
right.
He's dissing you, man. He's dissing you.
You know what I mean? Right. You have a different kind of butt than she does.
Yeah, it's true. I have a hairy, stinky one, and she has a smooth, nice one.
I'd wait a little while for a breast reduction or anything.
Oh, all right. Adam.
All right, and listen.
Christmas time, too.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about you and your butt.
Let's not worry. Let's not worry about this stuff at 19. And
right.
Listen. Here's the deal, ladies. I know it's hard in the society we're living in, but Drew, tell Mark to stop doing that.
Sorry.
And start paying attention, would you, Drew? Yeah. This could lead to another argument.
Well, no, yeah. I was just hoping we'd
do
this. Well,
you guys still talk about hobo power?
Yeah. I know you're hoping. No, look.
Don't go get a surgery.
All right, don't get a surgery.
Yeah, just wait it out.
All right. Let's hear a Blink song.
Yes.
Yeah?
I Miss You is the song.
All right.
I cannot sleep, I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody.
Blink 182, y'all. I miss you. Name of that song. Blink 182. Name of the city. Travis here. He's got himself a bottle of Dom. Same bottle.
Same bottle.
Bottles of Dom are so nice and so expensive. You don't want to throw away the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep the bottle.
I got like a bunch. I just had a baby, so all my friends and I had a birthday, so everyone gave me Dom and like good champagne and good wine.
It's the easiest thing to do if. Here, okay, and this is why I get mad at people that don't drink, Drew, because for gifts, it's a bitch. Like now that you guys have a few bucks, it's not really about the money. It's more about the thought when you have to buy somebody a gift. And if you got somebody who likes to tilt a few boozes every once in a while, you just get them a nice single malt aged scotch. It costs $45, and you're covered. Or a nice bottle of Dom Perignon, whatever. This weddings, children are born, Christmas, holidays, birthdays, whatever. You get them that. People that don't drink, now you got to think.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, Christ. And this is why I say, either you booze or you pick a favorite animal that we can get you. Like we meet those wacky broads that are into hippos, and it's like anything, any penguin, just give them some penguin crap and tell them to shut the F up. But once in a while, there's someone who doesn't booze and they're not into penguins, now you're effed. Third, a team. You have to have So here are your choices. Pick an animal. Booze. Booze is overall. Booze, whatever. That's fine. You don't have to pick a favorite booze.
You know what's good
and
about
then team.
You know what's good about getting like alcohol also is you can, if you're ever in a pinch, you can
give
just
it away.
You can
give
it
away, right away.
You know, like you got a bottle of wine that somebody gave you a while ago, and you're God, we're going to that party tonight.
Right.
We need a gift.
And
grab that bottle
that.
Of wine.
No, I can't. Because
he's consumed. Yeah, he's consumed it by the time it's time to give it away.
No, I drink the wine. I drink the wine immediately.
Or walkie talkies. Our manager gives us. Check this out. Like we'll play like a radio show or something. They'll give us walkie talkies, and our manager will rewrap it and give it to us for our birthday.
Yeah.
He's like infamous for that. It's awesome.
Swag that was given to you on a radio.
Tackled for it, though. It's awesome.
So it's always weird when you forgot what someone else gave you, or you left it somewhere, or you
recycle it and give it back to somebody.
Yeah, that's
bad times.
That's bad times. Yeah, I remember once my manager got me a DVD player.
Ooh.
It was a nice gift, and I was making my way after the show to the car from the TV show, and I was walking the car, and he ran into me walking in the car, and he's like, "What are you doing? You taking all your gifts out to the car?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I just got a lot of gifts." And he's like, "Well, I don't see the DVD player I got yet." And I was like, "Oh, that's back on the." I left. Now you feel like an a-hole, right? And then you start talking too much. It was too valuable. I didn't want to transport it on foot. I was going to get some marshals to escort
the
me.
Brakes truck.
I'm going to have it back up to the Mancho office, and we're going to have loaded a velvet conveyor belt. Yeah. You always start talking too much, and then they know you're an a-hole. All right, let's see. Drew?
It's Carmen, A19.
We taking a break?
No.
No?
Not yet.
All right, look at you, buddy. Now, see, we break at 40, but that's right. Only because I'm late every night.
Let's borrow. We can break now if you want.
What, Anderson, what time are we supposed to go to
38,
break?
38. Yeah.
It is. All right. Well, it's 38.
Whatever. Every night except this night when I've tried to break you here, you go, relax.
Every cool night. Just shut up. What do you mean instead of this night? I was going to break at 38. And you
but
said
then
no.
we try and go to break on time and we talk about how we normally don't for 2 minutes and then we're late.
And then we don't, yeah.
All right. I blame this on you. Go ahead, Carmen.
Yeah. I'm 19 and I've been dating this guy for a year and a half. And, well, I've started to cheat on him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our relationship's not going too well, but this guy's 32, and...
Your boyfriend is 32, or the guy you're cheating with is 32?
The guy I'm cheating with is 32.
How old is your boyfriend?
21.
Why isn't it going well? What's happening there?
It's just every time we're around each other, we've been fighting a lot.
Okay.
So and over the stupidest little things.
All right, so the relationship isn't working. Yeah, you're certainly not getting your needs met, and you're straying to try to get some relief from this relationship. We break up. End this relationship.
Mm-hmm. But it's so and, hard to do that because, I mean, no. I love him.
Well,
so
listen.
Oh,
you all right, well, look. Him.
He's so dear.
You're acting in a way that's going to it speaks of aggression.
Now you're just in a chaos.
You're going to you think right. After you cheat, it's... You kind of ruin everything.
I agree.
Yeah. But it's kind of done.
It is done, and you've right. The die is cast. Go ahead, just finish it out.
And by the way, you don't love him.
Cut him loose.
You wouldn't cheat on him with the old man if you loved him. And by the way, you're calling from Alaska?
Yes, I am.
Your name is Carmen?
Hey, we played a show there one time.
Yeah.
We played one show in Alaska.
I almost went, but I didn't have the money to go see it.
But Carmen.
Well, first off, no one named Carmen lives
in Alaska.
Alaska.
No,
yeah.
You've got to move. Big name.
Carmen is the name of somebody who wears a fruit basket on their head and dances with the maracas.
Right, you got to go south.
You got to go south, baby. Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, you're a delight, baby. Look, I'm sure you're hot by Alaskan standards, and you should break up with this, but there's a big asterisk there with the Alaskan thing. You've got to break up with your young man, and the guy you're cheating with, I don't trust that much, but don't let him get you pregnant, all right?
All right.
All right, baby.
There we go.
All right.
Now we break.
Hey, how old was she?
19.
Is that weird when a 19-year-old dates a 32-year-old, you guys?
Yes.
It's a little weird to us.
It's not over the top, like, oh my God, we got to arrest this guy. But it's not good for her.
Yeah, and then what's up with him? He's dating a 19-year-old, you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's come on, dude.
And nobody realizes, but when these women eventually become 32 and look back at the relationship and they become the age of the guy who's currently dating them, then they get creeped out by it. And they feel like victims, and they realize that these guys were idiots.
Yeah, totally.
And so I don't trust this guy either.
There we go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You there, they just lessens their chance of getting killed with a champagne cork.
I want you to tell my girl that.
All right. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Got Mark and Travis here from Blink-182. Travis is going to be co-hosting Jimmy's show tomorrow night. Tom's doing it tonight. Yes, sir.
I was just explaining to Travis that in the first 3 years of life is when the basic mechanisms of the brain get put in place, the ones that let us be human, the one that allows us to connect with one another, build regulatory systems, develop a sense of self. And the most important and critical period for having a constant presence of the parent, at least one of them, is the first 3 years.
So if I'm gone...
Mom is the important one, though. Dad is not as important.
That mom?
Yeah, they don't need you.
You're important this first year.
No, it's right. Nothing is more important. If they miss that, they miss the basic, the actual anatomy of the brain is altered because of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they become publicists.
Good thing she's not touring and Papa is touring. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
That's what's important.
Yeah. I'd like to be a stay-at-home dad. I like to hang out.
So would I. That's what I told her today at dinner. I would love to be home.
Yeah,
like, Adam, you
never care.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Figure out how to make a couple of nickels if you stay home. You know what I like about women? They work and you work. You can make millions of dollars. They can make 20 grand a year. They still figure you're even. Hey, I work too. You go,
Hey, but there's women that make as much money as us too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
there's powerful women out there.
But if they did, we'd just stop working.
I would love to stop working.
We're like, it's cool.
No, I have zero pride. I'd be a great stay-home dad. Just be drinking all day in a bathrobe.
Be coughing in the
afternoon. I'm wearing slippers in a bathrobe.
Think about your masturbatory habits. Just a rampage.
Wife opens the front door, sea of semen just comes pouring out. Carries her down the street. Yeah. Now, I would look like Rodney Dangerfield in about 3 months. There's a huge gut, distended belly, weird bug eyes.
I got a question, Dr. Drew. Can you run out of, like, if you masturbate too much, can you run out of good semen that makes babies?
Yes.
You can.
No, not the good stuff.
Yeah, you can run out of the good stuff. You have to recharge.
How long?
Like 2-3 days.
Two, three days.
You recharge fast.
Wait a minute, no beating off for those 2-3 days?
Doesn't mean you couldn't get somebody pregnant, but you're less.
But you don't get the good. You don't got the righteous potency, seed.
The righteous seed.
Is it better to, like, if you're going to, like, start trying to have a baby, like, masturbate, get all the bad semen out, then refuel for a couple days, and then start?
I've been flushing for a while.
Get some fresh guys ready to go out there.
No.
Okay.
Just save it.
Yeah,
for the,
but you get the old stuff, and you give birth to this kid that looks like Yoda.
Yeah, sure.
It's true. I don't care what you doctors say. I know when I'm right.
I love coming on the show and, like, having all these questions that are built up in my head that I get to, like, work through with you. It's awesome.
I literally, like, the dinner before I come here, I always think about what I'm going to ask you. I always do.
When he's eating $1,800 worth of sushi, he's oftentimes thinking, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yes.
Yeah, what about me, fellas? You excited to see me, too, right?
I am excited to see you.
All right. Ryan, go ahead.
Can I ask Travis a question real quick?
Sure.
Travis, 2 years ago at Oklahoma City, you guys played a concert, and I chased the van down and, like, hung off it, and you, like, gave me your towel. I was just wondering if you remember that.
No.
You know what? I don't remember that. But what show was it? Was it, like, a festival show?
It was like it was on the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket World Tour, and you guys played Oklahoma City like the very last date or something.
I do remember the Oklahoma show though.
But he doesn't remember you, and he had a question.
But what about it? What were you going to tell me?
I just kind of want to know if you remembered him. That's all.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Good times.
Well, I remember you,
Jason. No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
Jason.
What's up?
You're 23. You know how the soldiers get booze over there in Iraq?
Oh, yeah, actually I do. As a matter of fact, I think this PSA is almost as important as airplane turbulence.
Yeah, well, what is it? Go ahead.
As a matter of fact,
Come on, I want to hear him.
He sounds like Bubba Sparks, right? Doesn't he sound like Bubba Sparks?
Yeah, he's going to start talking about shrimping in a minute.
Jason.
Bubba. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello?
Go ahead.
All right, yeah, one way to do it is you send over a care package full of, like, health goods and stuff, toothpaste, toothbrushes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You send them a bottle of Listerine, and you fill that bottle of Listerine with, like, Jack Daniels or something, you know?
Uh-huh. Oh. And what do they do? Do they open every box that you send and look at whatever's in there? And does the Listerine need to have the seal on it?
Yeah, I guess they take a somewhat mild inspection. They just, if they see the Listerine with the toothbrush, the toothpaste, they figure it's for oral hygiene, you know?
Right. So you go Listerine's one good way to do it. What's any other good ways? How about sending Coke or heroin? Because I'm not going to send
you
Coke.
You have to wrap that in the plastic explosives.
Well, that's
talking. That goes right through.
What's that?
You got to send them that baby powder.
All right. So the guys
It's hot over there. They're in the deserts, you know?
Right. Everybody's they get that ball cheese gone. All right. Thanks, Jason. You're doing your part. You got a brother over there or something?
No, I got a distant cousin over there.
Really? And you're sending him booze? Okay.
Sending him booze.
That's nice of you. All right. All right. Jason's 23. Just sounds like he's
48.
He's been farming for like 30, 40 years. Yeah. So this is the way they get booze. People send them booze, right?
Yeah. There must be other ways too. So.
No. Right. Kat?
Yes.
You're 19? Your boyfriend wants anal, but you're scared?
Yeah.
All right. You ever done this before?
No.
And how's his penis? Is it big? Is it friendly?
It's about a little bigger than average.
A little bigger than average.
Yeah. And what's what, average, you guys? Like 6 inches or 7 inches?
Less or less. No, it's like 5.5.
Five and a half.
That's it's small.
7.5, 8.
What is your question?
7.5 and 8 is a pretty good sized dong. So, yeah, what is your question?
It's just, I don't know. I'm like scared. Is it like, I don't know anybody that like knows if it feels good or not, or
Adam?
If it's.
Well, I'll tell you, which end are you talking about? Because, you know, it's great to be on the ball side, but on the ass side, I'll tell you, that's no picnic, Drew.
Hey,
no
from
picnic.
What I understand,
a lot of wine coolers.
From experiences, they say that you just have to go really slow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, use a lot of lube,
Most
too.
People would find it unpleasant and painful.
Most. But some chicks are into it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think if you're into it, you know you're into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Probably true.
And you don't think you're into it.
Or maybe when you get older, you get like more kinkier or something.
No,
or?
No.
But here's my theory. My theory is I know there's certain foods I don't want to try. Like I don't want to eat brains, and I just know I don't like it. And people go, well, how do you know? Because you've never done it. I just know. I know, and that's enough. And I think if I did ever try it, I wouldn't like it. And I feel like there's a handful of things you know that you're into and know you're not into. And if you don't think you're into it, then you're not.
Yep.
That just means you're not.
Yeah, and with this situation, it's especially sort of easily predicted because it hurts.
Yeah, here's how you know in advance you're not into this. You're giving a, you know, basically a fist crammed up your ass, essentially.
Use your imagination.
Hold on, let me close my eyes.
No, not for me.
No. All right. But it's good times. All right, we got to take a break. hold on, I'm just going to ask Jeremy real fast. Jeremy.
Yeah.
You want to know what I'd be doing if I hadn't done this radio show?
I want to know what, like, if you didn't know that you were going to meet Jimmy and become, like, on the radio and everything, what would you have done different back when you were, say, in high school?
Oh, you mean like, gone to college or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
I did some gay porn. Not as much gay porn. I tried to get in the fire department when I was 19, but because of affirmative action, I didn't get my test date for like 5 or 6 years. I guess I would have picked up a trade that paid something like welding or something and just stuck with it and got my contractor's license and stuff, you know. Don't know, went that route. Or again, more gay porn. I'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Adam, what do we call it?
I you know my heavy metal. I want Narthex.
Okay, Narthex.
It's like a heavy metal, kind of gothy.
And we'll do theme songs for sitcoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. with a goth kind of vibe.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Travis and Mark for coming in here. Always a delight, fellas.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for
having
us.
Oh,
I hope we helped. You,
oh,
know?
You always helped.
And you kicked ass.
I hope we
and
helped kicked and kicked ass. Ass.
And it's always good to see both of you. So come back together. Come back separately, individually, whatever you want, whatever project you got. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
God bless. Good luck to Blink on the upcoming tour. And we'll see you guys at the Acoustic Christmas on the second night. Yes?
Yes, you will.
All right. So until next time, it's Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.